This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous classification, as it pummels the Bahamas with wind, rain, and storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Lance Woods says, as the weekend progresses, they should get a better handle on Dorian's exact path.
As we progress in time, we should have more confidence on what that looks like as Dorian either goes by or right along the east coast there of Florida.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says in an interview on ABC's This Week, the Trump administration has been monitoring the storm and will be ready to respond.
The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Health and Human Services. It's really a whole of government effort, and the president's going to make sure that we're on the same page, that we're tracking this, and that we're going to be ready.
Dorian continues to edge westward toward Florida at 13 kilometers per hour. At least five people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk says the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be two gunmen. But Chief Girk says authorities now believe there was only the one. Officers caught up with the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. Shane Revel's truck was hit by gunfire.
I saw a bullet come out of the truck next to me, out of his bedside. There's some ricochet splatter on my truck. I don't know if that's the bedside itself or part of the bullet, not really sure. But it doesn't matter because, I was right there.
The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. To keep track of all these stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then colored water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Taliban has launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days, even as a ninth round of negotiations with the United States on ending the war wind down. Sunday's attacks left 11 people injured in Baghlan, and it comes a day after the Taliban attacked Kunduz, one of Afghanistan's largest cities, killing at least 16 people. A surgeon working at a hospital in Baghlan says among the injured were women and security personnel. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Trump's latest round of tariffs. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia is accusing the U.S. of endangering a ceasefire in the Syrian province of Idlib by conducting an airstrike there. Russia says the indiscriminate attack was launched Saturday without advance notice to Russia or Turkey, which have troops in Idlib. The U.S. Central Command says U.S. forces conducted a strike against al-Qaeda in Syria leadership at a facility north of Idlib. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes killed at least 40 militants. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA, the weekend broadcast. VOA 1.